Well, hello, it's Abby.
And Abby.
And we are back on topic two of the Spiritual Disciplines mini course here. And we already kind of dug into just the importance of prayer and that is the talking communication with God that we need to be having repeatedly. But we're going to look a little bit more into prayer this session and kind of dig into the different types and just some more interesting and kind of important pieces of prayer as a spiritual discipline.
For sure. So we'll head over to the slide here and kind of talk about some interesting studies that have been done on prayer. So this first one here says, a study done showed that prayer is correlated with improved marriages between a husband and wife. Not only that, but also prayer improved heart function, which is really kind of wild.
You kind of dig into this, it's like, you know, we know as you read the Bible how important prayer is, but it's just kind of cool to like step outside and kind of examine what has been seen in the lives of people who continually practice prayer. And an improved marriage has been one, and that's the key of keeping Christ at the center of a marriage and in the conversation of a husband and wife. Mm-hmm. But interestingly enough, it just improves our general well-being, like our heart function.
So. Yeah, that's pretty crazy. And I think, you know, just time to think not only in a communicative way with God, but I think prayer is also a time for us to just focus internally on ourselves as well. So maybe that's kind of connects back with
truly
wellness.
An improving of your wellness to spend that time in prayer. Mm-hmm. And in addition, it can emotionally help us how we face emotions. So research has also backed up the statement that, you know, if they looked at two groups and they talked about praying either about the issue or thinking about the issue, the people who prayed about the issue rather than just thinking how to solve it, they could better manage their emotional response and cope with the issue. So not necessarily that their solution was better, but their ability to handle the situation if they prayed about it was significantly better. And, you know, again, emotional health, this is probably even why the heart function thing is better.
Right.
It's so correlated with, you know, if you're just sitting there stressing and thinking about how can you solve an issue rather than praying about it, it is going to have an impact, again, on both your emotional and mental health, but also, again, that physical health.
Yeah, for sure. And I think, you know, prayer is, it's something that's actually right? It's a habit that we form, and I think that does really help as a coping mechanism with the things we face in life. So moving from that, we have some Bible verses on prayer. So James 5 verse 16 says, therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. And that one's kind of interesting because I think last week we focused a lot on, you know, how we can pray on our own issues, but this really goes into, you know, praying for the healing of others and focusing on people
again,
in your life.
Those issues that you have, you know, bringing them in prayer, there may be healing that takes place.
For sure. And then Matthew 26, verse 41 says, watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Matthew 5, verse 44, but I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. And then finally, Matthew 14, verse 23 says, after he had sent the crowds away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray, and when it was evening, he was there alone. So three verses from Matthew that all kind of offer some different insights into the facets of prayer.
Yeah, especially, again, Jesus' perspective of prayer and how he took that time to be alone and pray, and again, just talking about that, you know, by praying it really does help us stay out of temptation and keeps us focused on our relationship with Christ. So to the rest of this segment, we kind of want to dig into some different types of prayer. So one of the things is, and we'll have this reference, but there's kind of a textbook that goes over some of the different types of prayer. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as I examine this, it's really interesting to think, you know, I've been viewing prayer maybe as one dimension, you know, just this I pray before bed, I pray before food, you know, I pray if I'm worried or stressed, or that kind of thing. But there's so many more ways that we can engage in prayer. And so there's 17 types of prayer that we want to highlight here.
Yeah, for sure. So the first one, breathing prayer, is a simple, intimate prayer linked to breathing, inhaling a word, and exhaling a word or phrase. That's pretty interesting. It sounds very soothing.
Yeah, well, and it's like if you think about maybe in a sense, if you're stressed, it might be good to say, like, you know, thank you, God, for this, and then take your, you know, inhale, exhale, whereas just you kind of are just calming yourself and, you know, speaking to God and just maybe saying a word or a phrase or, you know, thank you that I got up today.
You know,
take a breath, and it might be a good way to even wake up in the morning, and as you do take those first breaths of the day, kind of having that integrate with prayer.
Right, inviting something into your day, like peace or well-being or, anything like that. So then centering prayer is to rest in God alone through meditation of scripture and a quiet time with God in prayer. So I really like that one because I think scripture can be a great tool. Like if we don't know where to start, maybe something doesn't come to our mind, just praying through a Bible verse is a pretty cool
kind
idea.
Of being on that meditation of something you've read and kind of be like, okay, how can my prayer relate to what I just read?
Mm-hmm.
And then the contemplative prayer is an open position of prayer with the heart receptive to the presence of God. So I see this one is again more quiet and kind of just going, Lord, I'm open right now to just trying to be in tune and receptive to that. You're here. You're here with me. You're always with me. And we don't take that time sometimes in prayer. You know, it's like to just go, I'm open to what you have for me.
Yeah. And then we have conversational prayer, is to engage in talking with God along with two or more people. So that's also kind of different, I would
and
say.
And I don't
like,
know if I've really done it.
Yeah, me either.
Where, like, you know, let's say both me and you wanted to pray and we were taking turns in that prayer.
Right.
I think a lot of times when someone's praying, it's like, oh, this is the person praying. You know, and it's
the rest of us are quiet.
Cool to think about that. Just like I engage in one-on-one conversations with God all the time, we can be engaging with God in a conversation, the three of us.
Right.
And so, especially maybe in your marriage or your family, to give that opportunity of maybe when you pray, you're praying, but then let your child pray a little bit if you're doing devotion together. Let your wife pray and say what's on their heart and what they maybe found from a scripture if you were doing Bible reading together or something like that.
For sure. We used to do popcorn prayers in school. It kind of reminds me of that, where like the teacher would open and then students could kind of say what's on their hearts, their prayer request.
Cool,
So it's kind of similar to that.
Absolutely.
So to continue on, fasting prayer is the self-denial of a certain thing in order to create longing and openness with Christ. So fasting is something we'll kind of dive into later.
Into, but it relates strongly with
prayer. Yeah, for sure. Fixed hour prayer calls for a regular fixed pattern of prayers to God throughout the day. So maybe that's something we
more
do with
the
like
meal,
breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Or even, you know, every hour I want to set an alarm and I want to start my hour in prayer. So there's a lot of ways you could go with this fixed prayer.
For sure. Inner healing prayer is for those with wounds to enter the safe and healing presence of Christ through prayer. So that's, you know, very powerful. Inner or outward healing, I think prayer is something we often discount for that. But again, this reminds us that it's very important. Intercessory prayer invites us to petition God for his care for our family, friends, and the world.
Right. And again, I think this is a prayer that, you know, we're more familiar with doing.
Right.
That kind of prayer, you know, I'm going to pray for the well-being of somebody and I'm going to petition and bring that to God in an intercessory prayer.
Definitely. Then labyrinth prayer is to make a quiet pilgrim with a marked path in spiritual discipline of prayer.
So this one's really interesting. You know, you could pick like a path in your house and kind of decide like, as I go this path, I'm going to, again, kind of this idea of take this quiet time of like, it was really interesting, like even maybe you could do a certain like pattern of how, and this in the textbook that kind of goes a lot further on it.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, again, one of the prayers that was maybe a little more harder to understand, but again, that's another way to consider prayer.
Yeah, for sure. Or even in nature, I could see that being good.
Yep.
All right, so to continue, a listening prayer allows God to set the agenda for what we need to hear. So that's kind of, again, different from what we think, like, we maybe don't even have to talk, and it's more of just a time for God to speak into our hearts.
Communication with him through listening and prayer.
Yeah, for sure. Liturgical prayer is a memorized prayer of scripture or worship to God, so kind of reciting something.
Mm-hmm.
Prayer of lament is when we approach God with our sorrow, pain, and anger.
And we see that in the Bible a lot. You know, we see that where in the Psalms there's prayers of lament where it's just, there, you know, it's kind of in a sense you're crying out to God, and we don't need to alienate those emotions when we're in prayer. You know, we get in disagreements with the people we love, and there's moments where maybe it's not necessarily a disagreement, but there's just pain and agony, and you just want to cry it out to God, like, why is this happening? So
yeah, definitely
important.
Through that type, I could see, you know, being good for the heart, like even physically, just having that outlet to voice those intense emotions. Prayer partners, praying together with others about our concerns and the concerns of the world.
Right, so it's kind of like the conversation one, but rather it's like, again, we have a partnership. Maybe the two of us are going to keep praying for each other and being committed in that prayer relationship.
Yeah, and it's beautiful in like a friendship or in a marriage. I mean, that's
being
powerful.
Partners for each other. And praying scripture, again, it's kind of similar to maybe if you had a memorized up there, but right. the memorized could be written by, you know, some, there's some church prayers that have been written, mm-hmm. but in this case, you're praying scripture, so maybe praying a psalms or praying and using, again, the words that he's given us in his word and kind of taking that into yourself and praying that.
For sure. Then we continue on with the prayer of reconciliation. That is going to the Lord in prayer for rest and connecting with the reality that God is in me. Prayer walking is physically walking with Jesus through places like a church, house, or hospital and praying for the people within those places. And I know I can identify with that. Like I always say when I'm talking on the phone, like I can never just sit still, but I think that often physically moving, even connected right. with prayer, can help you work mm-hmm. some things out and maybe bring things to the table that even wouldn't come to your mind if you were just sitting still or in a certain location. So very interesting.
Absolutely. And then lastly, this last of the 17 types of prayer is a welcoming prayer, and it's just asking God into every circumstance, into my body and all my relationships. And you know, I think one of the reasons that this is put as its own type of prayer is it's something that we should be doing more with prayer, is just welcoming Jesus into our situations and the Holy Spirit in our bodies and in our relationships. So that, you know, there's a lot to kind of consider there, and that brings us kind of to these discussion questions. Mm-hmm. One of the things we saw in that verse is that Jesus takes that time for silence and solitude, and we're actually going to dig into that more in this mini course. But do you spend time in silence and solitude with God like Jesus did when he prayed?
Yeah, that's interesting, because we talk, you know, going over those 17 types, it's, you know, maybe it isn't something that's always alone, but it, again, it is important to do that
right.
alone.
Make that time as a spiritual discipline.
For sure. And then the next one, when was a time in your life where prayer changed everything?
Right. Going back to the powerfulness of prayer in righteous, that one verse about how powerful prayer can be. And I think many of you listening to this have stories of when, your life was changed and you knew that a prayer was where that started.
For sure, and that can be such a testimony to other people in your life, whether they're believers or non-believers.
Right.
But I know, you know, just seeing the power of prayer is something, it can be really hard to conceive, like, as an idea of how just talking something out and having that conversation with God can truly alter your life. But again, it is so powerful.
Yeah.
And then which types of prayer have you practiced? So maybe some
right.
of those
we
listed were new, maybe some you've done, and just kind of elaborate
consider
on that.
You know, what types of prayer. And then I guess as we close this video, a challenge that we have for you is, what prayers that you'd want to try? Maybe if there's a prayer you've never done before, try it this week. Put a habit of having a chance to try it. And, you know, just again for reference of what we referred to here with both the studies and the spiritual disciplines handbook that we referenced with these 17 types of prayer. But yeah, I just really encourage you this week to consider these different types and consider ways that you can implement them in your life.